high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull alongside Matt Hazard this afternoon, a special WCDO presentation today. We're live at SUNY Oneonta as we've teamed up with SUNY Oneonta Athletics. We're bringing you a special doubleheader today, the women and the men taking on Buffalo State. To the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Now, Matt and I are usually teaming up for a Cooperstown game, a trip to States, a matchup with Unitego, something like that, but I thought of nobody better to bring in today to bring you some college basketball. So, Matt, welcome.
Oh, appreciate it, Nate. It's great to be a part of this. You know, this is a cool, unique experience, obviously, for WCDO and doing SUNY Oneonta Athletics here. And it will be exciting. Buffalo State's always a formidable competitor for Oneonta, so it will be exciting to see what they bring to the table today.
Yeah, it was around Christmas time or so. The Oneonta Athletics Department here came to us and they said, you know, we're just looking to let people know about the local basketball talent that we have here. The men's team doing very well this year. The women's team traditionally does very well as well. And they're just hoping to say, hey, get some exposure for us and maybe tell people, hey, we got a free Friday night, a free Saturday afternoon. Come on up here to the field house. It's a beautiful place to watch a game and check out some really, really great basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. And they look at it and they say, who better to bring it to them than local celebrity Nate Lull? When you look at the rosters even, they'd like to be able to pull in some of the high school talent. I mean, today we'll see some players that are from Norwich, from Utica, et cetera. They want to be able to reach out to those communities as well, because we do know, as you see all the time, there's some serious talent around here. Don't forget about your backyard and bring people here to SUNY Oneonta and try to bring your fans with you as well.
Well, it was great. As soon as I came in, I got here nice and early to set up, and a familiar face for us here on WCDO, Meg Palmatier from BG came right over, was excited we were here, had a nice 10-15 minute conversation with her about how basketball is going. She's also playing softball here, and just how excited she is to be here, and she's enjoying the college experience. So there's that local tie as well, you know. Oneonta State has, of course, Meg Palmatier. They have Shelby Benjamin from Norwich. They have Liz Thompson, of course, head coach Daphne Thompson's daughter. She's from Morris. So there's three locals right here on the women's team. I know the men's team is heavily recruiting some local guys. So if you're a local fan and you say, huh, I hadn't really thought about going up to Oneonta to check out a game, there could be some great local faces here over the next few years.
Yeah, I played at Cortland, and you forget sometimes that you could be the star at your school, mm-hmm. and then you move up to this level. People forget how good Division III basketball is these days. You know, Meg Palmatier was a star. Shelby was a star. A girl that I'm familiar with, too, Sarah Snyder, who played up at Utica, Notre Dame, that plays Cooperstown regularly in the holiday tournament. She's part of this roster, too. Daphne does a lot of recruiting locally. She's heavily involved with the Catskill Mountain AAU program, which helps bring in recruits here as well. And then you've got the boys' side, who isn't necessarily as deep from a local side of things. However, they definitely, like you said, are looking at other folks that could be bringing to the roster here soon.
Yeah, they're not allowed to talk publicly about, you know, recruits or anything, but fair to say that I see them at a lot of local boys games, and of course Daphne is very plugged into the local scene, so they're out there, folks, and it would be great if you would come out and support them. You got plenty of time. I mean, the women tip at 2 o'clock. They're the first game today. The men don't tip until 4, so if you're out and about, maybe you want to stop in for a little bit, it should be a great afternoon. Certainly not a great day to be doing anything outside, so
exactly,
come on in and watch a game.
And Daphne and Keith, her husband, are very active in the local community, and it's always good when you can support them as they're supporting and trying to spread the gospel of college basketball here locally.
Well, we're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. Again, it's our Butler Auto tip-off show here. Butler has the most vehicles in the area, really the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles. Two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. We'll pause and we'll be back here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Announcing the grand opening of the new Oneonta Window and Door Showroom Friday and Saturday, January 31st and February 1st. Hi, I'm Greg from Oneonta Window and Door, located at 20 Lewis Street in Oneonta. As your local window and door experts, we offer high quality, high performance, and high efficiency Sierra Pacific window products. During our grand opening on Friday and Saturday, January 31st and February 1st, you can save 10% on your first order. Talk with our sales consultants, enjoy refreshments, and enter to win our DeWalt Tool Grand Prize giveaway. So, if your old drafty windows and doors are causing you to bundle up inside, then come on in and see us at Oneonta Window and Door, located at 20 Lewis Street in Oneonta, just before the Depot Restaurant.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. A special Saturday afternoon college basketball presentation on WCDO. It's the Oneonta State women hosting Buffalo State. The men will tip at 4 o'clock. Let's get you the starting lineup first for Buffalo State and head coach Mary Beth Nugent. They will start with senior number 11, Liv LeBaron, who is a Corning product, so a lot of Section 4 people remember her. Sophomore number 14, Tori Hackett. Senior number 20, Anaisa DeMember. Junior number 22, Katie Villarini. And senior number 34, Jenna Lee. And I believe Liv LeBaron is one of the leading scorers in the Suniac right now, somebody that Oneonta State will have to watch very, very closely. On the other side for Oneonta State and head coach Daphne Thompson, it's her 13th year here and a graduate of Mora Central School, so definitely a lot of local products on this team. They start with junior number 2, Clara Colton. They have senior number 12, Olivia Ulrich, freshman number 25, Lauren Obermeyer, senior number 32, Casey Hayes, and freshman number 32, Olivia Dabrowski. So we are set to go. Buffalo State's going to be in the gray with the black and the orange trim here. It says Bengals in orange lettering across the front of the uniform. Oneonta State in the red uniforms today. The white trim says Oneonta in white lettering across the front of the uniform. I'm excited. We get to see some really talented players here today on CDO. It's exciting.
Yeah, a little change from what you typically see on a daily basis, Nate, but what's interesting about this game, Oneonta comes into the game with a 6-9 record, 3-5 in Suniacs. But if you look at their losses, all but two have been within 5 points.
Really close.
So they've been blown out from a couple of them. But their leading scorer comes off the bench, Leanne Corso, somebody to watch for this who's also a senior. But she's starting two freshmen, Daphne is today, and we'll see how they perform.
And we're underway. Oneonta State wins the tip. They go right to left. That's what Coach Thompson said. We had done an interview with her earlier in the week, and she had said, yeah, all our games have been close. If you come out and watch us, we're going to give you a competitive game. So here's O-State again going right to left. They have it at the top of the key with Ulrich. They'll dump one down low. The layup is partially blocked. Getting her own rebound and putting it up and in is Clara Colton.
Colton pushed her defender right up to the second hash and was able to get some good position, and they had a nice drop down to her.
Buff State right back the other way quickly up and in for Tori Hackett, and she gets it to go to tie it 2-2, went right into the lane and finished.
So if you talk to some of the players, too, from SUNY or from Oneonta, they weren't discouraged by their start.
And a shot down low here on the right low block is off the mark, and no good for SUNY Oneonta. Shot there was from Casey Hayes. Buff State back the other way.
Yeah, finishing that thought, they wanted to get into SUNYAC play. SUNYAC play is what matters, and this is what they care about. So this is a big game for them today.
A deep three left side is off the mark, and no good for Buff State leading scorer Liv LeBaron, the senior. Comes in averaging 22 points per game here for Buffalo State. Everybody that we talked to this week had a lot of good things to say about her, the Corning graduate. Back up the floor here for Oneonta State. We're tied 2-2 first quarter here with 8:50 to go in this first quarter. Oneonta State with the basketball, and they go to the left side, again going right to left. Red Dragons with the basketball. Dabrowski wants a three, fires one up, left it short. Rebound is picked up here by O-State. Casey Hayes muscles it up and in.
Yeah, Dabrowski with a very unusual shooting motion. However, she put herself in a good position for the team to be able to get that offensive rebound put back, and there's a quick steal.
Steal here by the Red Dragons and tripped up in midcourt. They're not going to make a call here, and Buff State's going to get the ball back, trailing 4-2, 8:15 to go in the first quarter. A special college basketball presentation today. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you on WCDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, ball tipped out of bounds here. We'll stay with the Bengals. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU.
Big thing that you see different in college game from what we see in high school is it's going to be man-to-man almost the whole time. And these are two physical teams. You can already tell from the start. Oneonta wants to try to get it in deep into the key and see if they can score around the basket.
Buff State with the ball. They go to LeBaron at the left elbow. Little jab step here. Wants her shot but doesn't pull the trigger. Shot clock is down to 5. LeBaron pumps one inside. They go back out. Let's see if they're aware. They toss one up at the buzzer. It's off the back of the rim and no good, but they get their own rebound. A fresh shot clock. Ball loose on the floor now. Possession arrow on the jump ball. Keeps it with Buff State.
Now, Nate, when you did that interview with Daphne, did she talk about her team defense much during that interview?
She didn't as much. She did say the team really seems to be coming together and bonding, and that has helped them a lot with their play, and I'm assuming their defense as well.
Yeah, well, they're holding teams down to 32% coming into this game, so that's an impressive stat that you got to remember. They're only shooting 39, but if they can try to keep those teams at that 32 mark, they're going to win a lot of games coming down the stretch here.
Here's LeBaron for Buff State, right side, 7 on the shot clock, will pass one off. On the baseline, we'll have a foul on Oneonta State. Culleton is going to be whistled for the foul, as on the drive was Tori Hackett.
That's a tough one with 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Going to the baseline, a big big girl that was probably in the zone. She wouldn't be able to score. Got an unfortunate call. And here comes in Leanne Corso that I was talking about before, the Red Dragons leading scorer.
7.5 to go in the first quarter. SUNY Oneonta leading up Buff State 4-2. LeBaron gets the inbounds pass, takes it all the way to the rim, slicing and dicing. Layup won't go, but she is fouled with 7:27 to go. First quarter, Oneonta on top of Buffalo State, 4-2.
That was a great move, splitting the defense on the left side. Went up with the right hand, which allowed her to get a foul, where the left hand, she would have been a little bit more out of control. That's something that you see with the college players that are a little bit more skilled and developed than we typically see. They've played a lot of basketball and very talented and be able to split the defense there and put herself in the best position to go to the line.
LeBaron hits the first shot, second one from the line, good. So 2-for-2, and we're tied up at 4 apiece with 7:27 to go first quarter. Again, a special basketball, college basketball, I should say, presentation today. Oneonta State women hosting Buffalo State. And the men will tip off at 4. This is all courtesy of Oneonta Athletics as the Red Dragons dribble this one out of bounds and trying to find their rhythm here in the early going as that one was off the foot there of Ulrich. And the Bengals bring it back down the floor going left to right. Again, they're in the gray with the orange trim. Suni Oniata is in the red uniforms with the white trim. LeBaron pumps one down low for Hackett, blocked out of bounds. A good block there by Casey Hayes of the Red Dragons.
Well, Daphne proven me wrong because I was talking about man-to-man defense, and here they just did a matchup zone. So she's already proven me wrong, but that's okay.
Bengals will look to get it in, and they'll work one into the paint. Now coming back outside, Bengals will get it back to LeBaron at the top of the key. LeBaron pump fakes on a three, gets into the red paint, stripped of the basketball. It's loose. Looks like we'll have a jump ball, and this time it'll go back to the Bengals. And it appears that Oniata really paying attention to LeBaron wherever she goes.
Yeah, when LeBaron gets the ball, you can tell she squares up. She does a nice triple threat position that we always see her, the fundamentals of basketball, right? But she is definitely a scoring threat every time she gets the ball. It'll be interesting to see how Oniata adjusts throughout that entire time. Now Sarah Snyder, who's from Utica, bringing up the ball.
Shelby Benjamin from Norwich has just checked in, and Oniata loses the basketball. A strip here by Buff State. They're going to try to take it end-to-end, and the shot will not go on that right-handed layup. Oniata State will bring it back down the floor, left side.
That was great defense by Leanne Corso, who could have very easily stepped in front trying to take a charge, but instead she allowed the defense, or the offense, to put themselves in a bad position.
Red Dragons.
Now she gets rewarded on this side of the
Red court. Dragons push it inside, and Corso is whistled as it was fouled, excuse me, as she went up for that right-handed layup. And she'll step to the line now.
I have a luxury, Nate, of teaching here at SUNY Oneonta, and Shelby is actually in one of my classes now, and she was just telling me about
some
of those old battles and with Mariah Ruff.
Yep.
And
she
Mariah was in there. Yeah, Mariah was an assistant here last year, so she was like, wait a second here, I've got to learn from my arch nemesis?
Yeah.
What's going on here? Come on. But she obviously gained a lot of experience from Mariah, who was a serious talent from the area.
Second shot coming here for Corso, up and good. Of course, Mariah Ruff, great Oniata star, almost scored 2,000 points, won a state soccer championship, went on to play basketball at St. Bonaventure for 4 years.
That St. Bonaventure team was a heck of a team. Girl from Harpersville as well.
Mm-hmm. Buffalo State with an outside shot into the corner is off the mark and no good there for Villarini. And on the rebound, Buff State will get it, but they'll have a traveling violation on Hackett in the paint. And 6:04 to go in the first quarter, a low-scoring game so far with Oniata leading Buff State 6-4.
You can tell the difference in the two philosophies. Oniata's been getting all of their offensive baskets and momentum underneath, whereas Buffalo State's trying to keep it more on the outside, and they're trying to shoot from the outside. So if that stays the same way, Oniata's going to be very successful.
Top of the key, passes one to the left wing side, looking for Obermeyer. Back out left wing, and a three ball is drained here by Ulrich.
Very smooth shot, not much rotation on it, but it was beautiful shot, beautiful position for Oniata.
Bengals trying to answer. 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Oniata on top of Buffalo State, 9-4. Bengals work it inside, a little up and under move here for the Bengals, and they will score with Jenna Lee.
Something Oniata has to be prepared for when they put it through the hoop. Buff State's coming right back at them. Multiple times now, they're to really push it on the makes.
That's one thing Coach Thompson said when we got a chance to talk to her pregame, is that Buff State likes to get out and run. Our guards are going to have to be aware today. Straightaway three for Oniata, a deep one there, and it is good from downtown for Obermeyer.
Back-to-back threes. Perfect position for Oniata, and now they got to get a stop on defense.
Buff State answers at the other end with a straightaway three of their own for Lynch as she puts it in.
So halfway through the first quarter of play, 12-9, Oniata holding on to the lead, and now let's see if they can get that lead up a little bit here as they work it around up top.
4:40 to go first quarter. Oniata on top of Buff State, 12-9. Red Dragons with the basketball. They'll work it around as they go right to left.
Notice how all the offense, though, is being played above the foul line, and then they are able to penetrate. It gives them more room to penetrate. They dish it outside, and there's a two for you.
Ulrich into the right-wing corner and scores from about a 15-footer. She's got 5 points, and Oniata leads 14-9 with 4:10 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, Oniata's trying to penetrate the gaps and then dish and get themselves in a in a great position trying to match up with intensity of Buffalo State as now they're working around up top.
Bengals will try to work it down low here for LeBaron, and she is fouled by Benjamin with just under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. 14-9 the score. The Red Dragons on top of the Bengals. Again, a special college basketball presentation today, sponsored by Oneonta State Athletics. Glad to have you along. You can always check out anything on any of their sports here at OneontaAthletics.com. It's all right there. Schedules, scores, stats, great photos, rosters. As it looks like we'll have our first timeout of the afternoon. With 3:59 to go in the first quarter, we'll step away. Oneonta, the women on top of Buffalo State, 14-9. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell and Matt Hazard with you this afternoon on WCDO, a special college basketball presentation. Oneonta State women are leading Buff State 14-9, make it 14-10 as Liv LeBaron scores her third point of the game from the foul line.
Nate, I look over here to my left and I see about 30 dance people. Are you going to do a halftime show for us as well?
Yes.
Yeah?
We are.
You're going to be a part of that performance?
I'll jump right out there, show off all my dancing skills. So,
hey, I saw Gronk do it as a Laker girl. You could do it.
Oh, my goodness. Oneonta will bring the basketball back down the floor. Left wing side, a jumper is off the mark and no good there for Leanne Corso, and Buff State with a rebound back down the floor. It's a close one so far in the first quarter, 14-11. 3.5 to go here in this first frame. Here's LeBaron, top of the key. Chest pass, far side. Buff State with Kaylee Lynch. Pump fakes, gets to the elbow, works it back inside for LeBaron. A little up and under. Nice move there by LeBaron, and she finishes, and she's got 6 points.
What a fantastic move. A guard posting up underneath. Gives a little bit of a fake to the left, or to her left, and then goes right. And that was a great move on the left-hand side of the basket.
So good job by the Bengals. They were in a little bit of a hole, and they've climbed right back out of it. It's 14-13, one-point game, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. A drive to the hoop here for Oneonta, and Obermeyer is fouled.
Good, strong take. That's what you got to do. If you've got the gaps and you can get to the rim, you got to try to take that. You got to try to create some fouls and some opportunities.
That was Burnsley, who was fouled. Burnsley wearing a 23, Obermeyer 25. And Obermeyer is off at the moment, and Burnsley came in. So to the line here, first shot coming for SUNY Oneonta, and this one is up and good.
Yeah, Nate, during the last time out, we were talking about how Oneonta, they only average 53 points a game, and here they are, 15 with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. They've got themselves in a very good position if they can continue to build off of each of the little successes that they have. Go 2-for-1 against the Buff State's defense. And what you like, too, about foul shots is now the ball is stopped. You're able to make subs. Buffalo State can't push it up the floor like they have been off of makes earlier.
Burnsley goes 2-for-2, and it's 16-13. SUNY Oneonta on top of Buffalo State with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lowell and Matt Hazard with you this afternoon. Jim Tomeo is in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer. Bengals with the ball, and they'll work it to the right side, and a kiss off the glass is up and good there for Kendall Mills.
Great pass there. Oneonta sitting in the zone, and the backside defender didn't actually get in between the offensive player and the ball, and unfortunately got caught there, and Buffalo State was able to take advantage of it.
And we're starting to see the quickness of the guards for Buffalo State as they tap that ball out of bounds. Ball security is going to be huge here for the Red Dragons with 2:27 to go first quarter. 1-point lead for SUNY Oneonta over Buff State.
Yeah, it looks like Buffalo State, they just made some other subs, and they're just as fast as the people that they just took off, and they can go side to side, covering all parts of the court.
Corso at the top of the key for Oneonta State. Tosses one down low for Casey Hayes off her hands, but last touch by the Bengals, and it will stay with the Red Dragons. So Oneonta on the baseline will look to get it in. They'll have to loft one up for Corso. Leaps high in the air. Three-point line extended. Steps in late in the shot clock. Shots off the front of the rim. A rebound for the Bengals, and here they go. Torrey Hackett back up the floor. Hackett right wing side. Takes it down low, finds LeBaron, steps back, and the jumper is good on the baseline right side for Liv LeBaron. She's got 8. And Oneonta back down the floor, now trailing 17-16. A bad pass to the interior is tipped away with a minute 45 to go first quarter, and the Bengals bring it back down. They'll go to Hackett right side. She gets into the paint with a nice drive, flips it up and in.
That's multiple possessions where Oneonta's been a little sloppy on the offensive end, and then the speed of Buffalo State has taken over on the defensive end for Oneonta. Oneonta's coming up the court, slowing down, trying to slow down the pace as they've lost the lead now, but they're still right in this important basket right here if they can get it.
They lose it on the baseline. It rolls out of bounds. It's going to go back to Buffalo State as that pass from Aldrich just hit on the baseline and rolled away. And so Oneonta State has been in control, at least on the scoreboard, for a lot of this first quarter. But now Buff State starting to take over a little bit. They have a 3-point lead, 19-16.
Yeah, there was a great move right up the baseline. It was just a tough pass, hard pass for somebody to catch. And now Oneonta, they've got to get a key stop here. It is key, minute and 15 left in the first quarter. Need to keep this close going into the second frame.
Villarini will work it inside for LeBaron, tapped out of bounds, and will stay with Buff State.
LeBaron is impressive. I mean, she's handled the point. She's been posting up a few times underneath for Buffalo State. Really impressive player, and you look at her, and she's very thin, and but she just got one right there, right in the paint, and scored again to bump her total up to 10.
Yeah, she is just smooth and makes it look easy as Buffalo State now leads 21-16. And they played New Paltz really tough last night, coming in off a 6-point loss, 66-60. So they're hungry for a win today, but Oneonta is not so fast. They work it inside for Corso, and she's got 4 points. Big bucket to make it 21-18.
Great move by Corso. She was able to pin her defender in deep in the arc area and got the ball in a great position to score, and she capitalized on it.
Foul on Oneonta. That's going to be the second foul here on the Red Dragons, the freshman Olivia Dabrowski. And so Buffalo State will have the basketball, 40 seconds to go, first quarter. It's 21-18. Here's LeBaron, dribbled it off her foot, out of bounds. Going to go back to the Red Dragons. LeBaron just looks like one of those players that it just something bad happens, rolls off her shoulder, seems to be fine for the next possession.
Definitely does, and you can tell she's the leader of this team. They're looking for her on every single offensive possession, and you know that Oneonta knew that coming in.
30 seconds to go, first quarter. Oneonta trailing Buffalo State by 3. They work it inside. The kiss off the glass is good for Casey Hayes.
That's where Oneonta's going to score. They can dominate the paint, but they got to start digging their heels in here on the defensive end, getting a few back-to-back stops.
1-point ball game. 10 seconds left, first quarter. LeBaron says, I'll take it myself. Can't get the shot to go. Oneonta with 6 seconds left. They'll work it down the floor. Can they get a shot off? They go to Aldrich, left wing corner, tries to drive it to the rim and couldn't get the shot off in time. First quarter's in the books. It's Buffalo State leading Oneonta 21-20. We'll be back here on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, It's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter at SUNY Oneonta. The SUNY Oneonta women trailing Buffalo State 21-20. A special college basketball presentation this afternoon thanks to SUNY Oneonta Athletics. They have asked us to come here today and broadcast this doubleheader. We are very glad and very honored to be here. The women's game, of course, right now. The men will tip at 4 o'clock. And from getting to know the men's program, they are very, very good this year. Can't wait to bring you that one later today. So it's a full afternoon of Division III SUNYAC college basketball, so stay with us. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you as Buffalo State starts with a deep three-pointer from the right side by DeMember to put it in. Anissa DeMember scores her first bucket of the game, and it's 24-20. So the Dragons trying to keep pace here. A jumper from the left side is no good. Shelby Benjamin, the Norwich product, almost had the rebound. It was just taken away, and now LeBaron back down the floor. LeBaron goes left side, works one back out, another three for the Bengals off the front of the rim and no good. Both teams wrestling for the rebound. Hackett comes down with it, and Buff State will get it back. They go to the high post, and now back out here for DeMember again. Finds LeBaron, and they are constantly looking to get her the ball. Early second quarter, and the Bengals with a four-point lead. Shot clock down to five. Here is LeBaron, comes off a screen, has to dump one off for Hackett at the buzzer, and got it. They worked that one to perfection, and Hackett's got 6 points.
Yeah, big possession here now. Oneonta's, Buffalo State's come out in this first minute and gotten 5 quick points. Now Oneonta's got to answer in some way, shape, or form. And they got to pound it underneath. There it is, right there.
They pump it inside, and it gets knocked out of the hands there of Clara Colton.
Colton and Corso, I mean, those are the two that you got to get pinned, get their defenders pinned behind them and let them go to work with this group. It just, Oneonta just doesn't have the personnel from the looks of it in this game, not in general, but in this game, to be able to just pump it from the outside a lot.
Oneonta with the basketball will have another foul on the Bengals, as on the drive was Kelsey Terrell, and she got bumped.
Hey, Colton had a nice little conversation with the ref there. That's been happening all game. Thank you for finally recognizing it.
8:35 to go in the second quarter. 6-point lead for Buffalo State over SUNY Oneonta here in the women's game this afternoon. There it is again, Matt. They dump it inside, and Colton was right there. She's got 4 points. 26-22 with 8:25 to go in the second quarter. Buff State looking to answer again. They take it to the rim. Shot is no good. And the Norwich grad, Shelby Benjamin, with the rebound. She'll walk it down the floor. Goes to Allrich on the far side.
You love when your big can get it and take it up the court. And there's a great move at the top.
And Culleton gets the rebound off the miss there. The miss was from Kelsey Terrell. And Culleton said, yep, I'll have that, and deposit it right back in. 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's back to a two-point game, 26-24. Like you said, Matt, all the Oneonta women's games have been close this year.
Yeah. Oh, there's a three-point attempt that Buffalo State ended up getting the offensive rebound on here. Like you said, they've all been tough. But Oneonta's been able to do that with their defense. And we looked at the first quarter stats right now. Both teams shot over 55%. So we got a pretty big offensive battle here as Colton pulls down the defensive rebound and Oneonta's on a fast break.
Dragons back down the floor with 7:25 to go in the second quarter. Buffalo State leading Oneonta 26-24. It's been a good one so far. We're going to have a 3-second violation on the Red Dragons, and Buffalo State will get it back, and those are the possessions they need to make sure they cash in on.
That was actually an interesting defense because Benjamin was actually trying to do what Corso and Colton have been able to do, which is try to post their person up, push them up on the defense. But the Buffalo State person actually kept her in the lane. She wasn't able to push her out of the way, and Benjamin got stuck with a 3-second call. So that was actually excellent post defense there by Buff State.
Bengals will work it down the floor on the right side. A pass to LeBaron in the corner. In the right side. Now they reverse it to the left side. Again, Bengals in the gray with the orange trim going left to right. They fire up another three, and it is up and good from downtown for Villarini. And that's her first bucket of the game, believe it or not. She's got three. It's 29-24.
Yeah, but that's the third three-pointer for Buff State, two in this quarter alone.
Oneonta trying to answer back, and a jumper from Terrell is off the mark from the left elbow. Bengals will bring it back down. 6:45 to go, second quarter. It's 29-24. Bengals on top of the Red Dragons. Buff State with a shot here. It was short. Oneonta's rebounding well, but still constantly trying to dig out of a little 4 or 5 point hole so far in the second quarter.
Yeah, they're handling the boards very well. One and done on defense. And there's a great pull-up three-pointer for Oneonta with the answer there to bring it within two.
Margaret Nardelli from straight away hits it, and it's 29-27. Bengals trying to answer again. They go to LeBaron, and we're going to have a three-second violation this time on Buffalo State. 6:13 to go in the second quarter, 29-27. As we look at the Suniac standings, both these teams right in the hunt, as you talked about before, trying to get into that Suniac playoff tournament.
Yeah, the Suniac playoff tournament, once that happens, when you look at the Suniac, it's definitely anybody's ballgame at any given point. And when you play a hard preseason schedule like Oneonta did, and they faced a little adversity with some early injuries, that's what happened with their schedule. And now they're getting back into it, and they can try to put a couple wins together here as LeBaron goes back in but misses the chippy.
LeBaron took that coast-to-coast, did everything but finish, and it's a chance for Oneonta to maybe tie this up or take the lead with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. It's 29-27. Buffalo State on top of SUNY Oneonta, and a foul on LeBaron at the top of the key.
Yeah, it's a terrible foul, 30 feet away from the basket. That makes it the second foul of this quarter for them halfway through. And as we know in girls basketball, you get five in that quarter, you're shooting two. So it's a big play, especially 30 feet from the hoop.
Red Dragons will look to get it in, and they have new life. Every time that Buff State has kind of thrown a punch at them, they've been able to answer. A three ball from the left side for Corso is no good, and LeBaron was right there for a rebound for the Bengals.
Oh, that looked good the whole way. And Corso was running back to play defense because she thought it was in as well.
Bengals with the ball. LeBaron at the top of the key, so smooth handling the basketball so far today. Bengals have it. Jumper left side at the left elbow is up and good for Villarini, and she's kind of starting to get going here, and she's got 5 points. It's 31-27. Buff State on top of Oneonta. 5 minutes to go before the half. Step back three, right side, no good for Oneonta. A rebound for Buff State, but slipping on the floor there was Jenna Lee. Ball out of bounds.
Yeah, Jenna Lee's the only one that could actually man up with some of the bigs that Oneonta has done. Daphne Thompson has done a very good job of rotating her bigs, generally one, two at a time, trying to keep them fresh because she knows this is going to be a track meet.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step away. 4:58 to go, second quarter here at SUNY Oneonta. It's Buff State, the women leading a 31-27 over the Red Dragons on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:58 to go, second quarter. We're live at SUNY Oneonta today. Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you. A special college basketball, SUNYAC basketball presentation. We're glad to have you along. The women's game now. The men's game will be at 4. Oneonta State taking on at Buffalo State today. A turnaround shot out of the timeout is no good. Red Dragons get their own rebound. No reset. No, they want a three right away, and it's in and out. And another rebound underneath here for the Red Dragons. They're owning the glass on this possession. They'll work it into the paint here once again, and we're going to have another three-second call on the Red Dragons. They're setting up camp in there.
Yeah, you can see a difference that Buff State has made. They're taking their weak side guard and is giving some serious help defense now. from or on the Oneonta State post, and which is going to be causing a little bit of problems, and they're not going to get as many easy chips, so that's why you've seen a couple outside shots just haven't fallen. They need to get those to fall in the next couple of possessions for sure.
Bengals with the basketball. We're going to have a timeout here. Actually, looks like maybe could be some water on the floor on the far side, I think, from that timeout. So Coach Thompson was pointing that out so they can mop it up here so no one takes a spill over there.
So at Division III, when you're the college coach, you also have to clean up the floor. This is just what happens in Division III level.
Yep. Hey, no.
This is when you get that job title that says other duties as assigned.
Right.
This is that.
She didn't even blink. Grabbed the towel. Did it right away. That was great.
And she got a round of applause for her efforts. Yep. You got to appreciate that. It's probably her husband somewhere up there clapping for it.
So 4:20 to go before the halftime break. Still a good one here between Buffalo State and the Oneonta women. It's 31-27. Suniac College basketball today. Five on the shot clock here for Buff State. They drain another three in the corner with Villarini, and she's got eight. And she had 17 last night. That's a team high against New Paltz in that game.
Yeah, Villarini, she covers about 3 or 4 feet with the jump shot that she has there. Excellent look to her shot.
Shot here from Oneonta State back the other way was off the mark, and that was from Kelsey Terrell. And then I believe, did we have a jump ball on that rebound?
Yeah, we had a jump ball, and LeBaron was involved in it, and you could see the nastiness that she had trying to rip that ball away. And she is definitely the intensity for Buffalo State here, and the whole team is definitely revolving around her.
Red Dragons looking for a bucket. They trail 34-27, 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds off the Bengals. Going to stay with the Red Dragons, and again we've said it a couple times so far today. SUNY Oneonta, if they've gotten in a hole, they've dug right back out of it, and they need to do that here just to keep some momentum. Even if you don't grab the lead, just keep it close going into the break.
Absolutely, and what the key is has been the 3-point shot. They got to get their 3-point defense covered here because Buff State's been able to capitalize a lot on that in this first second quarter.
Oneonta will get it in. 10 on the shot clock. Let's see if they're aware. Here's Ulrich into the paint. Will work one back out. Now they pump it right back inside. 3 on the shot clock, and the extra pass is off the hands there of Terrell and out of bounds.
The extra pass was the right pass. However, she threw it so hard that it was uncatchable. And now they got another turnover on it. Now Buff State's coming. They're going to walk up the court. They're going to start taking a little bit of time off here. But you need to get a stop. You need to dig in. Oneonta's in a 1-2-2 defense here, almost like a one. It's like a matchup zone in a way. But they've got to close out on the 3-point shooters.
3:20 to go, second quarter. It's a not a three-point ball game. It has been for a lot of it. But Buff State has another basket here, pumping that lead up to 36-27. LeBaron's had a heck of a first half. She's got 12 now. And Oneonta back down the floor, trying to quickly get some points in transition. They step in, and the layup is up and good here for Obermeyer. And the freshman has 5 points. So 36-29. Buffalo State on top of SUNY Oneonta. 2:50 to go in the first half. An off-balance shot from LeBaron. No good, but she is fouled. Seems to be able to get to the rim almost anytime she wants.
Yeah, between LeBaron and Villarini, it's a two-headed monster. I mean, the two of them combined have 20 of the 36 points for Buffalo State, with LeBaron going to the line here now. And they've also generated a number of the fouls for Oneonta, which has created some of the things for defense. But they just have that quickness. They aren't fast, but they've got quickness that's causing the issues as LeBaron knocked down the first one.
LeBaron's got 13. Make it 14 for LeBaron. And Buffalo State with their biggest lead of the game at 38-29 with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. And Oneonta with the basketball. Top of the key. Working things around now. Trying to set up. This is a big offensive possession here. Culleton tried to go inside. It was knifed out of there by Buff State. And back up the floor come the Bengals. Trying to go coast to coast. Villarini's shot won't go. Rebound for Oneonta. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Buff State leading 38-29. Into the paint, and the Dr. J finger roll will not go down for Corso. So that would have been nice for Oneonta. Bengals going left to right. Reverse one to Villarini. Left side, breaks down a defender off the dribble, steps in, jumper too strong, rebound by Hackett here, keeps it alive for the Bengals. With 2 minutes to go, second quarter. And to the right side of the floor, now back straight away, draining a three from the top was guess who? Liv LeBaron with 17 in the first half.
Just very unassuming, but a talent. Wow. And she's led Buffalo State here to 41 points in the first half when Oneana generally only gives up 53. So it makes you feel a little uncomfortable if you're Coach Thompson.
So 1:43 to go in the second quarter. It's 41-29. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. Oneonta trying to regroup here as they trail again. 41-29 on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:43 to go in the second quarter. 41-29. Welcome back. Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you today on WCDO. And a nice out-of-bounds play out of the timeout, and they're able to finish it off here. That was Culleton, and she has 8 points. She's been good for the Red Dragons so far. So it's 41-31, 90 seconds to go in the second quarter, and another, no, thought it was going to be a foul, but LeBaron is whistled for the travel.
Okay, that's a quick basket. Get a quick stop, a turnover from Buff State. Now you can put another couple offensive possessions together here. But after that make, Buff State, before a lot of the Oneonta players even got to the foul line, they were already over on the offensive side setting up a play. So Oneonta's got the work cut out for him to try to get back on defense here.
Oneonta tries to work it inside. They go to Corso. She's fouled. This could be key. Who's this on? Could be on LeBaron. Yes, it's her second. Boy, that'd be nice if you're a Red Dragon fan to see her out for a little while. She's going to leave now so she doesn't pick up a third late here in the second quarter.
Yeah, so she'll be out for the rest of the half, which is an opportunity to capitalize.
Oneonta State, inbound play. They go to the left corner. They go right down to the left low block. Corso, no good on that layup, but the Red Dragons do pull it down. On the rebound, looking to set up the offense. They go to the far side for Terrell. Skips one across the defense, finds Corso, step back three. Oh, it looked good, but it wouldn't go. Aldrich with a rebound. They work it back up, straightaway three for the Red Dragons. In and out again. Those tight rims not being kind to the home team, but they will get another opportunity at it here as the rebound gets bounced to them, but they'll throw it away.
That's a tough possession as a coach. It was everything you felt like you did perfectly. Just couldn't get the ball to going through the net on multiple occasions with multiple shots that looked great. And here comes Buff State. And if they can put the ball through the hoop here, it could be trouble.
Long three ball there for Villarini. Out of bounds, going to go back to Oneonta. So they'll have 30 seconds to work with. Would be huge to get another bucket. Cut it to single digits here as you go into the locker room.
Yeah, Oneonta's, no, they've been outscored in this quarter 20-11, you know, so they really need to try to get some offensive momentum here going into third quarter.
They can play for the last shot if they wish. Shot clock is off. 20 seconds to go before the halftime break. And here is Obermeyer, right side, goes back to Terrell. Terrell inside. The turnaround shot is no good for Culleton, but she is fouled and will go to the line with 10 seconds left.
Well, you can see Culleton. I mean, she stands 3 inches taller than everybody else. She's definitely strong, bigger and stronger, and she's got the experience that allows her to be able to put her ears back and try to get that offensive possession.
Culleton, first shot, good. And she has 9 points. The junior, standing 6 foot tall, with another key free throw coming with 10 seconds left. And Culleton goes 2 for 2, so she has 10 points. Important not to give up a three here if you're Oneonta. 41-33, Villarini goes to Hackett, left wing side. Ball through the hands of Villarini. She's going to step back for a deep three, and it hits the glass and isn't a threat. So that's our halftime score. Buffalo State 41, SUNY Oneonta 33. An exciting first half, and Oneonta State still in this.
Yeah, high scoring half. And actually, I think if you're Coach Thompson, you're walking in there in the second half, into the halftime here to talk to the team and saying, we actually have some momentum here on our side, because they could have really burst this out into a 13-14 point game, and they got a couple key stops, got another foul on LeBaron, which is definitely huge going into the second half.
We're going to take a break. We will have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Our halftime score right now, the Buffalo State women leading Oneonta State, 41-33 for Matt Hazard. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
It's Truck Month at Meyer Toyota.
And right now, get a new Tacoma.
$4,750 off MSRP.
Or a new Tundra.
$5,750 off MSRP.
2019 and 2020 Tacoma four-wheel drive.
Access cab and double cab both available.
With Empire.
$4,750 off MSRP.
Or a new 2019 and 2020 Tundra four-wheel drive.
Double cab and crewbacks both available.
Empire Toyota discounts up to
$5,750 off MSRP. It's Truck Month at Empire Toyota.
With new Tacomas.
With $4,750 off MSRP.
And new Tundras.
$5,750 off MSRP. Empire Toyota in Oneonta.
And online at EmpireToyota.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe, Matt Hazard with you on WCDO and WCDOSports.com. If you're listening in today on WCDOSports.com, it's all courtesy of SFCU. We record all these games. We put them up on our website. It's a free download. You can go back anytime. We're going to put the two college games up there as well, so you can go back and listen anytime, all courtesy of SFCU. Right at WCDOSports.com, just click on Game Audio Archive. So, Matt, maybe some keys for the second half. How does Oneonta get back into this game? Now that they're not that far down.
No, I think you just got to take away the three-point shot. And you can live with some twos. Buff State's going to score, right? But you got to be able to get a couple stops back-to-back and got to capitalize better on offensive end. Now you need to flip the table, right? So the second quarter, Buff State shot 41%, you shot 25%. You need to flip that. You need to flip the script and try to get an opportunity and continue to pound it underneath.
Start of the third quarter. Oneonta State with the basketball going left to right as we switch ends of the floor. They are in the red with the white trim. Buff State is in the gray with the orange and the black trim. And Oneonta wants to pump it right inside, and it's going to be a traveling violation on Casey Hayes as she shuffled her feet on the turnaround hook shot opportunity.
Yeah, not what you wanted coming out of the locker room, a quick turnover there, but Hayes needs to recognize when the shot's not there, pump it back out, repost, and see if you can get the ball back.
Here's the Bengals with the basketball. They go left side. Now they go to Hackett at the top of the key. Working it to the right side. Again, Buff State going right to left. Villarini with the basketball. Now for Liv LeBaron, who is the leading scorer in the Suniac, as we were reading up on her at halftime a little bit. Shot was blocked by Oneonta as Buff State took it inside. Rebound opportunity for Villarini is good.
Great defense, got the block shot, but then you didn't come away with a loose ball, and they were able to capitalize with Villarini, who's the fourth leading scorer in Suniac. So Oneonta's got their hands full on the fact that they were facing two of the top five scorers.
Red Dragons with a deep three from the right side. It's an air ball, but wow. Costly mistake here by Buffalo State. Instead of letting that go out of bounds, they catch it on the baseline, and they were standing on the end line, so it stays with the Red Dragons.
Yeah, that was a very, very costly mistake right there. And Oneonta, hopefully they can take advantage of this opportunity as they set up an out-of-bounds play at the baseline here.
8:55 to go in the third quarter. Oneonta with the basketball. They go to the top of the key straight away. A three, boy, that looked good all the way there for the Red Dragons from Ulrich, but it wouldn't go. And Buff State with a rebound. Here's Liv LeBaron. The kiss off the glass for LeBaron is good, and she's got 19. Makes it look easy.
Yes, she does, and she's got no fear. That's the difference, right? She just says, I got the ball. I'm going to go do something with it. And you can see Buffalo State is now trying to fill that lane on defense, saying, you guys, if you're going to try to beat us, you're going to do it from outside the paint because we're not giving up any more easy baskets.
A jumper is off the mark for Oneonta State. They save it for Corso. Now back to Ulrich, wants to take it to the rim. A lot of contact there, and finally they will get a foul on the second chance opportunity as going up off the rebound was Casey Hayes.
I know Ulrich is saying, where was the foul? Where was the foul? I understand completely, but she did a great job. She caught it at the three-point line, took it right to the hoop, didn't get the foul call, but it put Hazen an opportunity to get the offensive rebound and now get some freebies, hopefully, here at the foul line for Oneyama.
8:13 to go, third quarter. Buffalo State leading 45-33, but make it 34 as Hayes hits the first foul shot here for the Red Dragons. They're going to need this inside game to pull them back into this. And some good foul shooting as well as Hayes goes 2 for 2, and it's 45-35.
Yeah, we were talking about the rebounds at halftime, too. Oneyama had 20 rebounds to Buffalo State's 14, so they definitely dominated the boards, but they got to be able to capitalize on those opportunities on defense.
Bengals with the basketball. Hackett, left wing side. Hackett wants to go to the interior. It's taken away by the Red Dragons. What can they come up with here? Corso lost the ball. Villarini picked her pocket, but Oneyama will take it back.
Good hustle right there from all players involved on both teams.
The Red Dragons will have it at the top of the key. They go to Corso on the far side. Working it inside now for Obermeyer. Turnaround lefty off the glass. And that was good for Casey Hayes as they went to her.
Excellent job by Casey Hayes. She flashed through the lane, got her player pinned behind her, and then she made a quick move to the left and took advantage of that defensive position. And there's a easy takeaway by Hayes now here. And Oneyama can try to capitalize again.
Obermeyer back down the floor. Works one back out for Burnsley. And Burnsley goes to the far side for Kelsey Terrell. 7 minutes to go, third quarter, and Oneonta's trying to chip their way back in. The women trail Buffalo State 45-37. They go to the high post. Now out to the far side, looking for Obermeyer. Skips it across the top of the defense, back for Terrell. A three ball is an air ball, but a rebound here by Culleton. Culleton steps back, and looks like we're going to have a whistle here by the official. With 6:47 to go in the third.
Well, they reset the shot clock, and it should have never been reset. That was the call right there. But Oneyama, what happens here, too, is when the possession lasts that long, too, the two bigs that you have out on the court right now, Coulton and Hayes, they need to be able to stay active and stay strong in their position. In 4 seconds left here for Oneyama, they need to get a ball up in there.
They try to go to the interior. It was tipped out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Buffalo State with 6:43 to go in the third. So it felt like Oneyama getting some momentum, but nothing doing on that possession.
Looks like Coach Thompson's message at halftime was pick up the defensive intensity and let's go. And they've been able to do that here early on and see if they can continue. Chip away, that's the message right now.
So Buffalo State with the basketball now. They go to the left side, now back to the top of the key. Off the dribble here for Liv LeBaron. LeBaron into the corner, going back out, a straightaway three, a funky release there, but it's all good for Kaylee Lynch, and she's hit two from downtown. It's 48-37.
That's a killer. That's when you're trying to chip away. You get in, get a little bit momentum, and then you hit a dagger three. That can really hurt the momentum.
Oneyama trying to answer. Another three from the right wing side is off the mark. A rebound for the Red Dragons. They keep it alive. Another three is off the side of the rim, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound here on Casey Hayes. Shot's just not falling right now from Oneyama, as that was a straightaway three from Obermeyer that wouldn't go.
Yeah, that's 4 3-pointers they've taken this half. Only it's the first one to actually catch the rim, unfortunately. And Oneyama's got to find some other opportunities for better shots and not get too antsy when putting up shots too early.
Bengals try to go to the interior. Another steal by Oneyama. Here's Culleton trying to go coast to coast. Stops for a 10-footer. It's no good. And the rebound is loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it here. Falling down hard to the floor. Everyone looks to be okay with 5:35 to go in the third. Buff State leading Oneyama 48-37.
Yeah, Culleton had a fast break there. Came to a jump stop with a player in front of her, which she could have tried to make a move. She was a bigger, stronger person. Try to go to the rim, get the and-one situation, but she stopped and missed it, but Oneyama able to come up with the loose ball and get the ball at the baseline here with 5:36 left in the second or third quarter.
Here's the Red Dragons with the basketball. They go to the top of the key. A straightaway shot is short here for Casey Hayes, and we'll have a whistle with 5:26 to go in the third, and just some frustration it looks like for the Red Dragons now trailing 48-37 mid-third quarter.
Yeah, you see that often. That was a big making a shot from about 18 feet away, misses it, and then goes trying to follow it and gets a silly foul 95 feet away from the hoop.
So Buffalo State in the backcourt will go to Liv LeBaron, the senior guard, leading scorer in the SUNYAC. She's got 19 today. a graduate of Corning East, so a Section 4 player coming back into the section to play here this afternoon. Here's LeBaron, a nice fake, takes it down low and is fouled. And just a very quick off-the-dribble type of player when she goes to break it down. So 5:12 to go in the third, and Oneana continues to rotate players in and out. Olivia Dobrovsky will come back in now, as well as Olivia Ulrich. Shelby Benjamin in as well, the Norwich grad.
Yeah, Coach Thompson's really trying to find the group of five that she can put out there and feel really confident with. She had some of that in the first quarter, and she needs to try to find that proper pair again here and really quick. Otherwise, this game could start getting away as we sit at 11 points.
Bengals with the basketball, 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Boy, a huge collision in the paint. What's the call going to be here? Looks like it's going to be a charge against Buff State. Boy, Liv LeBaron went in there full speed.
Shelby Benjamin stood in front. And, you know, it's those types of plays. You get a charge and come back if you can get some points off of this. That can really get you going, you know, get you really excited. But now Buff State takes a timeout right here.
Timeout on the floor. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Buffalo State women leading SUNY Oneonta to 48-37. And we'll be back on WCDO.
So, you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of winter. Nothing worse. Well, except waiting and waiting and waiting for a tow truck. That's why you have the phone number of RC Sales Service and Towing in your cell phone or your glove box, because you know RC will get there fast, and you know RC has over 40 years experience in the business. But did you know Ralph is a certified rec master? That means he has had schooling in recovery. Anybody could back up the truck and hook a chain up, but RC is also trained to handle those tough recovery jobs that are off the road, in the water, or on the side of a steep hill. So rely on RC Sales, Service, and Towing. Fast response, the most experience, and the nicest tow guy around. Now here's the number, 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC also offers complete auto repair and service on Route 7 in Sydney, heading toward Unadilla. Call 563-9299.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 4:55 to go in the third quarter. And the Oneonta State women trailing 48-37. Red Dragons with the basketball now, trying to fight their way back into this game. It's an uphill climb as they go inside to Benjamin. The Norwich product in the lane, lost control of the basketball. And a steal now for the Bengals. Back down the floor they come, and into the right wing corner. Buff State with the basketball. DeMember will work it inside for Villarini, and bodies flying everywhere looking for the rebound. And we'll hope that the injured player down, oh, she's going to pop right back up now. So everything okay here for Ulrich.
That was a tough play. She went up and got the rebound, a great rebound, but the player was sitting underneath, and she tripped right over her and now gives the ball back to Buffalo State here with 4:27 left on the clock.
So Buff State trying to protect this lead. They have the ball underneath their own basket. And they'll work it in. A jumper from the right wing corner is up and good for Hackett. She gets it to go.
Yeah, you get so enamored with the other two players, you forget about Hackett. And Hackett played a very good game, very solid. 11 points, and you wouldn't have thought that.
Oneonta State works it inside, and the jumper will not go, and just shots not falling here as Culleton couldn't get that right-handed layup. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. It's Buffalo State trying to push this lead ahead. They lead 51-37, a right-wing three. They left it short, rebound for Ulrich, and a foul on Buff State underneath.
Great box out by Aldrich right there. Good fundamentals. Kept the player behind her, went up, got it, and got a cheap foul on Buffalo State. Now that's four of them in this quarter. What, next foul? That means that Oneonta's going to go to the line.
So again, 3:53 to go, third quarter. A special college basketball broadcast today. It's the Oneonta State men and women hosting Buffalo State. We're glad to have you along. It's all courtesy today of SUNY Oneonta Athletics as the Red Dragons try to take it to the hoop. Ball knocked out of bounds. It will stay with the Red Dragons. And again, anything you want to know about Oneonta Athletics, it's all at OneontaAthletics.com. Rosters, schedules, stats, photos, it's all right there. So you can check it out anytime if you're interested to coming up to campus here to watch a game. And O-State is going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to give it back to the Bengals. And just the ball has not rolled the way here that the Red Dragons were hoping in the third quarter.
And this is a key time because LeBaron's on the bench with three fouls here with 3.5 minutes left in the third, and they need to take advantage of it. But now they find themselves on the defensive end, and they got to get stops.
So 3:25 to go in the third, 50-37 the score. Bengals go for a right-handed layup, and it's no good. Benjamin with a rebound for Oneyanta, and an outlet pass. Here come the Red Dragons. Back up the floor with Dabrowski. Working one to the near side for Maya Burnsley, and we'll have a foul on the interior. Looks like this one will be on Buffalo State. Just a lot of physical play in the paint right now.
But that's what Oneyanta has to do, is they have to be physical. You got smaller players, you got to push them around. You push them around, they're going to get tired, they're going to start pulling at you, you're going to get fouls. You get five fouls, now you're going to the line with 3:08 left trying to get some free points with the clock stopped.
Benjamin at the line, first shot is good for the senior from Norwich, Shelby Benjamin.
And you could tell that Buff State's saying, okay, enough of this, and LeBaron is ready to come back into the game.
Yeah, she got a little breather after taking that hard hit down here after taking that charge, and Benjamin goes 2 for 2. And so it's 50-39 with 3:08 to go in the third quarter. Still a lot of time left in this ball game, but Oneyanta State has got to find some offense. Buffalo State in the backcourt. They'll look to bring it across the midcourt timeline. A trap at midcourt here for the Bengals. They'll get through it. And they'll look to set it up on offense here with Villarini again. Finds LeBaron left side. Zips one to Hackett in the paint. We'll dump one off. A three from the right side is short. Villarini a rebound. Into the land of the trees. It was blocked. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it. The arrow this time will give it back to the Red Dragons with 2:43 to go in the third.
Okay. Now you feel something here. Right? Great defensive stop there. And now you got to be able to capitalize on the offensive end. Or it's going to stay with, but I was going to say, it's got to go to Oneyanta. The Buff State had it last time.
Yeah, both teams arguing a little bit here, finally.
Hackett was saying, give me the ball.
Yeah,
let me
ball.
Put this in.
She's got a big smile as she's running back down the play. Hey, it was worth a try.
Yeah, you
right?
Got to try it.
2:40 to go in the third. The SUNY Oneyanta women trailing Buff State 50-39. Big possession here for the Red Dragons as they try to chip away. It seems like they're starting to get some momentum back. They go to the top of the key. They'll work it inside for Benjamin. The left-handed layup. Oh, it won't go down. And a rebound now for the Bengals. Did everything but finish there. And Buff State will bring it down the left side of the floor. Villarini tries to zip one across for Hackett. Hackett on the right side as Buff State goes right to left. They're in front of their own bench. Hackett will leave one off here for DeMember. DeMember slows things down, calls the play with 10 left on the shot clock. DeMember will work it back out here for Lynch. Lynch inside for Liv LeBaron. Right-handed layup won't go. And a foul on Buff State as they were fighting for the rebound. Back to Oneyanta.
And now Benjamin's going to go right back to the foul line and try to get some free points again. I actually think that this grouping here of Benjamin and Corso has been very good for Oneyanta. It's allowed the other two bigs, Coulton and Hayes, to sit for a little bit, but these two have given them a lot of great energy. And if you're able to get the two of them together and really keep them off the boards and continue to push forward, Oneyanta can really get back into this game quick.
Benjamin at the line cannot get the first one to go. The Norwich alum settling in, trying to cut this back to a 10-point game with a minute 57 to go, third quarter. Second shot coming here for Benjamin. And this one is up and good. So Benjamin picking up some free points from the line. She's 3 for 4 on the last two trips down. And the Red Dragons have chipped this back to a 10-point game. 50-40, and now, oh, the Bengals almost threw it away over by the scorer's table. And it looks like we're going to have a timeout taken by the official here. He didn't like something.
The clock didn't start, so
yep. Okay.
As a result, they're trying to get it back to where it should be. But they've got to reset the shot clock. It's currently showing 30.
So they have ticked the clock down to a minute 48 to go. Still third quarter here, folks. Thanks for joining us on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And today's broadcast, both of the women's game and then the men's game at 4 o'clock, brought to you by Oneyanta Athletics. You can check everything out at OneyantaAthletics.com. It's your home for all Red Dragons information. So 50-40 is the score. And Buffalo State will have the basketball. All the clock issues have been worked out now at the scorer's table. And Buff State will get it in. Oneonta trying to clamp down on defense.
You have to know where LeBaron is because she's been the offensive threat for Buff State. But here you go, leaving Villarini open. And there she goes, capitalizing it as they dish it out to her for three.
Villarini for three, and she has 13. She had 17 yesterday against New Paltz, as those two are quite the dynamic duo between LeBaron and Villarini. Oneonta State goes right back inside, and a turnaround shot for Corso, no good, but she cleans up her own mess and puts it in, and she's got 6 points. It's 53-42 with a minute 15 to go in the third quarter. LeBaron, one-handed pass to the far side. DeMember steps in, splits two defenders, finds Hackett at the right elbow. Hackett now down low. Lynch will find LeBaron up and under. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound, Oneonta. 1 minute to go in the third, and Oneonta trailing 53-42. And Dabrowski will have the basketball. Goes left side, gets it back on a give-and-go with Obermeyer. 18 on the shot clock. They try to go down low for Benjamin. It was tipped through her hands and taken away by, guess who, Liv LeBaron. LeBaron trying to go coast-to-coast. It was blocked. Great block, and then Oneonta will come back with the basketball the other way. They go to Benjamin, a little up and under. She's stripped, can't get the shot, but she'll go to the line, and that's where she's made her living the last couple of minutes here.
Excellent job by Leanne Corso on the defense. She hustled back, tried to stopped Liv LeBaron from going to the hoop, gets a block. Oneonta recovers the ball, pushes it up, and then Shelby Benjamin made a great move from the left side, taking it all the way to the right and gets slashed across the arm, and they could cut it down to a single digits here, which would be huge going into the last few seconds.
33 seconds to go here in the third. Benjamin at the line cannot get the first one to go. Second one coming. We said earlier in the first half, this is what Oneonta State's known for, tight games, finding a way to stay in games, and they've really scrapped to try to keep this right around 10 and see if they could grab some momentum.
Yeah, for the last 4 minutes, Buffalo State's, I think, only scored three or four, five points. And so their defense is really clashed in. And this is what I was saying with Benjamin and Corso. Underneath, they've been really doing their job and cleaning up.
Benjamin hits the second foul shot. It's 53-43. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Hackett with the basketball. Back out to DeMember. Far side for Lynch. Pump fakes. Tries to get that baseline. Looking to go for a pass on the baseline, but it was tipped out of bounds. It will stay with the Bengals. 16 seconds to go here in the third. And so the Bengals will have it, and this is where Oneonta has to make sure that they don't give up one of these threes that Buff State has hit this afternoon. They've been deadly. Here's Villarini. Goes to DeMember. 10 seconds left. They'll get it to LeBaron. LeBaron pump fakes on a three. Splits through two defenders. Lost the basketball. Benjamin saves it, but her foot was on the line, so it stays with Buff State with 6 seconds left in the third.
Yep, 3 seconds left on the shot clock, though, so this is going to be a quick shot opportunity.
Bengals will have it to the right of the basket. They're trying to find LeBaron. No, they go to Villarini. Step back, three, too short, not enough mustard on that. Rebound to Benjamin, and that'll do it. Three quarters in the books, and Oneonta still fighting. They trail Buffalo State 53-43. For Matt Hazard, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back with the exciting fourth quarter on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here at SUNY Oneonta, the women trailing 53-43. We were just sitting here laughing about the college game is longer than the high school games that we're used to doing. And it brought us back to last year's triple overtime game we did together in States for the Cooperstown Boys State Semifinals was the triple OT, right?
Yeah, the game of best high school basketball game I've seen in a long time.
Great game.
Not ever.
Great game. And, of course, Cooperstown went on to win the next day against Middle Early College to win a state title. And it just shows the type of passion that we have around here for local sports. And, you know, a good crowd coming in here today as well to watch these Oneonta teams. Liv LeBaron, a turnaround shot falling away, no good. Benjamin with a rebound. She's had some big rebounds here.
Yeah, Benjamin has played fantastic, and I know they're giving Corso a little bit of a rest here, brings Hayes back in, and see how this duo underneath works.
So the Oneonta women trailing 53-43. They go down low to Benjamin. Left-handed layup is up and good, and the Norwich product gets another key bucket, and she has 6 points.
She's had a fantastic game here today, taking advantage of the minutes that she gets, and it's giving Buffalo State a little bit of hesitancy on defense of what they do, because now we're down to 8, 9 minutes left.
So a lot of time left in this ball game. Here is LeBaron. Left side steps back for three. LeBaron got it.
Oh, they're calling it a two.
So a long two for her. She's got 21, leading scorer in the Suniac, and you can see why. And back up the floor now for Oneonta. Can they find a way to get some defensive stops and also score here on offense? They trail by 10, 55-45, with 8:40 to go in the fourth quarter here on their home floor. Into the lane, Dabrowski can't get it to go. A rebound put back up and in, and there's that size for Oneonta, as that was Casey Hayes.
Yeah, they're dominating the boards. Now you've got 8.5 left. You want to get this down to 5 points or 4 points if you can at the five-minute mark and give yourself a real chance at this. But you got to dig in on defense.
There's the Bengals. Villarini to the hoop, off balance, and she gets it to go somehow.
Yeah, no help side defense on that. She was able to split the defenders. Her quickness came in, jab step one side, go up with the left hand, and pushes it back up to 10. And that's not what you can have when you're Oneonta. You got to put two scores together and get some stops on defense.
57-47 the score. Red Dragons trying to chip into it. They'll work into the right wing corner here. Now to the right low block, off the glass. The kiss is good for Casey Hayes. She gets it to go. She's now got 12 points, and she's going to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Yeah, you can tell Oneonta's still in this game, too. Not just on the players on the court and the coach, but the whole bench just got up on that one. Hayes was strong with the ball, went right to the hoop, and now she's got an opportunity to get that old-fashioned three-point play and cut it down to 7.
This would be big for Oneonta. Boy, when they go to the bench, it just everyone they bring in seems to have height and size.
It does. You know, and against Buffalo State, that's good. That's huge, obviously.
So the foul shot, no good there for Hayes, but it was tipped off the hands of a Buff State player underneath. Stays with Oneonta. They'll try to capitalize.
That's almost better than making the free throw. And if they can capitalize and get a bucket here on offense, try to cut it down to 6.
Oneonta with the basketball. They go to Hayes. Hayes now straight away, a long three here for Oneonta for Culleton is good.
Ooh, the center steps out and takes a three, and now you can see Daphne Thompson roaring her team on to play some defense. It's cut down to 5, and Buffalo State takes the defense.
57-51, we got a ball game, folks. SUNY Oneonta women trailing Buffalo State with 7:35 to go in the fourth, and we'll be back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. When you look at the conference standings, the Buffalo State women are at 4-3, Oneonta at 3-5. So this could go a long way in the standings if Oneonta could come back and grab a win here today. 7:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull, Matt Hazard with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU, and our special college basketball broadcast today are brought to you by SUNY Oneonta Athletics. And here we go.
Nate, I look over my left shoulder here, and I see Jim McGraw and old Hartwick coach and his son Teddy sitting here watching the game, taking in some local basketball.
Yeah, there's a lot of familiar local faces in the stands today as I've looked around.
I think they just wanted to peek at Nate Lowell. That's my personal opinion.
Here's Villarini. We'll go to the top of the key. Buff State's forced to put up a three. No good. And there's that size of Oneonta for a rebound.
Yeah, she got out there and got a piece of it, too. So now they can cut it within five here. I was talking about the five-minute mark. We could be at the seven-minute mark and get to that point. This is a nice opportunity.
They pass it down low. The bucket is up and good for Oneonta. For Culleton, she's got 14, and it's 57-53. Look out.
26 points between Culleton and Hayes on the underneath here. Most of them coming here in the second half, and this is a great opportunity. Get some defense. Four-point game.
Bengals with the basketball. They go to Liv LeBaron, their leader at the top of the key. LeBaron comes off a screen, dishes to the far side. The pull-up jumper falls. Hit the rim about three times and goes for Kendall Mills.
You're not going to stop him every possession, and that was you're okay with that one. They didn't get near the hoop. It wasn't LeBaron. You got to live with it.
They're trying to make other people beat him, which I like.
Yeah, that's got to be the strategy, and Coach Thompson's really got that message across to the girls.
Red Dragons with the basketball. They go right back inside. Turnaround shot is blocked. Then we get a tie-up, and the possession arrow keeps it with Oneonta. They're trying to go to the hot hand in Clara Culleton. She scored five in a row. They tried to go inside, and Buff State just immediately swarmed it. 6 minutes to go here, fourth quarter, 59-53 the score. Buff State on top of the SUNY Oneonta women. Don't forget of the men's game coming up right around 4 o'clock as well. Join us for our Butler Auto tip-off show. Oneonta gets it in, pull-up jumper. Oh, in and out. It was halfway down, but Culleton with the rebound.
Excellent hustle. I mean, Oneonta, we're not trying to discount anything that the guards are doing. They're doing some excellent job, but it is all revolving around these two bigs right now.
They go to the foul line, and a shot here for Casey Hayes won't go. Rebound Buff State. Liv LeBaron in transition. Works one inside, and here's a foul as Jenna Lee will go to the line, the 6-foot-tall senior here for Buff State.
Had no choice, had the foul there. This is what happens, right? You get a strong push, then you get they come back, they get a score, they get a stop, and now you they come back down and score. You just got to weather the storms on occasion here. And this is the opportunity that they have to do. And they're going to bring in Leigh-Ann Corso back into the game to try to work some underneath.
Jenna Lee gets her first foul shot to go for Buff State. Second shot coming for her off the mark. Rebound for Oneonta State. So they trail 60-53. 5.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter here at SUNY Oneonta this afternoon. A nice crowd on hand to support the Oneonta women today. Red Dragons with the basketball. They go to the inside. They'll reverse it to the right side. Pump fake on a three and a travel on Dabrowski here. That's a tough break there. Just when it felt like Oneonta had the momentum, seems to be slipping away.
Yeah, you just can't turn the ball over. You can't have any empty possessions. You need to be able to get a shot up and give yourself an opportunity to score.
5:15 to go, fourth quarter. Here is LeBaron going back out to Villarini, far side. Buff State working it around the arc. Now back to LeBaron, who zipped over to the right side. Thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Waiting for it. 10 on the shot clock here for the Bengals. They go back to LeBaron in front of the Buff State bench on the baseline. Zips one over into the corner, and a three ball from downtown. Let's see, it was a three, yes. Good for Kendall Mills.
What a play by LeBaron. Going the baseline, makes a one-handed bounce pass all the way across to the corner, and they capitalize.
Oneonta trying to answer. A three of their own is up and good for Lauren Obermeyer. She's got eight. Timeout on the floor. We'll step away. 4:37 to go in the fourth, and it's 63-56. We'll be back on WCDO.
Planning a family vacation? How'd you like to have a little extra spending cash?
Well, SFCU has you covered. Simply visit an SFCU branch near you and fill out a Skip a Payment request form to skip your SFCU consumer loan or MasterCard payment. Maybe it would be more convenient to skip a payment in the summer or the fall or next holiday season. No problem. SFCU will let you choose what month you'd like to skip a payment when it's most convenient for you. Find out more about skipping a payment at SFCU with 9 branches in Sydney, Bainbridge, Oneonta, Norwich, Green, Walton, Delhi, or Hancock. Or visit sfcuonline.org. Federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 4:37 to go, fourth quarter. Our special college basketball Saturday here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lowell alongside Matt Hazard. And the Oneonta women are trailing Buffalo State 63-56, again with 4:37 to go here in the fourth quarter. The men will be tipping at 4. We're really excited for that game as well.
Yeah, that will be a really exciting team. This Oneonta men's team is really good. They started off slow, but they've really come together, and they've become a formidable force.
Bengals with the basketball as they go right to left. They're in the gray with the orange trim. Oneonta is in the red with the white trim. Buff State trying to put a stamp on this game. Oneonta continuing to try to claw back in. 5 on the shot clock. Jenna Lee up and underneath, and she is fouled and will head back to the line here for Buff State.
That's the second, honestly, bailout foul that Colton has given them with under, that was 4 seconds left on the shot clock. She had her in a position, and she just went underneath and came across her arms with a pretty weak foul, but she misses the first one. So nothing, it ends up being a good foul in the fact of it could just be one. But we'll see what happens here the last 4:11 left in the game.
Second chance opportunity coming here for Buffalo State. And Jenna Lee at the line left it short. So they come up empty and a big chance now for the Oneonta women. Back down the floor they come. They go to the top of the key now for Clara Culleton. Culleton will dish it off. Here for Dabrowski. Now back to Culleton. Steps on the line for a long two. No good. Liv LeBaron the rebound for Buff State. 3:50 to go.
I don't know if that's a shot that you want. Your center taking a shot from 20 feet out. In this type of situation when we've been getting a lot of points from underneath the basket.
Here's LeBaron, left wing corner. Coming up on 3.5 to go. LeBaron in the paint. Pumps one back out and now to the far side into the right corner. 10 on the shot clock. Buff State willing to take some time off the clock. A little up and under is blocked, but then off the hands there, of Corso out of bounds. Bengals catch a break.
Yeah, that was excellent defense by Corso, but there's still only 2 seconds left on the shot clock here, so the Oneonta's just got to dig in for these last two and get a turnover.
Bengals with the basketball. It's going to have to be a catch and shoot pretty much. They go to Jenna Lee off to the right side, and the shot is blocked as they tried to go to Villarini. So it'll be a shot clock violation. So 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Oneonta women trailing Buffalo State 63-56. Oneonta's across the midcourt timeline. Trying to go all the way in is Dabrowski. It won't go. Rebound here for the Red Dragons. They'll keep it alive. They go to the near side for Obermeyer. Obermeyer for Corso. Pull-up jumper. Got it. Corso's got 8. They're still hanging around. It's 63-58 with 3 minutes to go.
Corso with the offensive rebound and then works it around, gets the ball back, gets a reward with the bucket and cutting it down to 5. But then there's another foul as Buffalo State and LeBaron goes to the hoop.
LeBaron has been tremendous today, 21 points. And looking to add to it here and put some cushion in between the Bengals and the Red Dragons. So here is LeBaron at the line. First one is good. She has 22.
They've been able to keep her contained, though. I mean, she's only scored 4 in the second half. But I'm guessing the ball's going to be in her hands every single possession from this point out.
2 for 2, and she's got 23 points, and it's 65-58. 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Oneonta across the midcourt timeline. Top of the key. Now for Culleton. Picked up her dribble in a tough spot. Has to step back and fire up another long two, and it's off the mark. And the Bengals with a rebound and just not the possession there that Oneonta wanted to come away with. Ahead for LeBaron.
Yeah, you could see a big sigh from Coach Thompson there. Like, we could have had a good opportunity there, but we didn't take advantage of it.
Bengals with the basketball. Again, working some time off the clock here as they protect the 65-58 lead. Villarini goes back to Jenna Lee. Now to the interior, a shot up and off the glass is good for DeMember. Wow.
DeMember hasn't done a lot of scoring, only her fifth point of the game, but she's done a lot of good things, especially if we looked at her assist total. She's definitely controlled the ball for Buff State as we get a timeout on the floor here.
Timeout taken by the Red Dragons. 2 minutes to go in the fourth. It's Buffalo State 67, SUNY Oneonta 58. We'll be back on CDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
67-58 the score. Buffalo State on top of SUNY Oneonta. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you. Can the Red Dragons come back in this ball game? Every time that they have clawed away at it, Buffalo State has had an answer. A deep three left side is no good for Corso. Ball out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Bengals again. Time starting to run out here for the Red Dragons.
It is minute and 52 left, down nine. Now they're going to bring a little bit of full court pressure, have no other choice here, and got to try to get some turnovers and some steals. We're not in fouling territory yet, but it's getting close to that time. But there's a reach and foul, so Buff State and LeBaron's going to go to the foul line with a minute and 49 here, looking to extend the lead above 10.
Well, make sure you stay tuned. We'll have the men's game right around 4 o'clock. We'll start with our Butler Auto tip-off show. Again, all of these games today, this doubleheader is brought to you by SUNY Oneonta Athletics. You can go to oneontaathletics.com, look at schedules, rosters, stats, anything pertaining to Oneonta State Athletics is right there, and we really appreciate them having us up here today as LeBaron hits the first shot at the line for Buff State.
Yeah, this is a good opportunity to also mention, you know, you go into a season with a certain style, and coach lost some key players, which we'll get into the post-game afterwards.
Yep.
But Oneonta comes down with a rebound here, bringing the ball up the court downtown.
1:40 to go in the fourth. Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show as well. Red Dragons fire up a three left wing side. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Boy, look at LeBaron fighting tooth and nail for that one against a much bigger player. Ball comes back in bounds, and we'll have a foul.
Yeah, the two gutsiest players went after that ball. LeBaron for Buff State, Corso for Oneonta, going for the loose ball. And you love to see that hustle, no matter who it is, and with young ladies at this point. And now, though, Buff State's looking to go to the line, minute and 30, looking to extend it to 12. But as I was saying earlier, is that Oneonta lost two of their guards, their starting point guard at the beginning of the year, senior, unfortunately ends her career that way. But it's a big change for Coach Thompson. You recruit based on what you have, and then you lose what you had, and it creates a whole nother animal the rest of the season.
Minute and a half to go, and one thing Coach Thompson told us in our interview with her is that when you have that senior on the floor, she's kind of a coach extension, and in some of these situations, she knows what you want to run and
as a point guard.
Yeah, what you want to get set up, and so she goes, that's been a real transition for our team. Minute 10 to go. A shot by Oneonta is no good, and LeBaron will run it back down the floor, and the Bengals are trying to put the icing on the cake here for a hard-fought road victory, and I'm sure they'll be happy with this split as LeBaron is fouled at midcourt. Of course, going in playing at New Paltz last night, who is second in the conference right now. They lose by 6. Great effort there, but so Buff State came in knowing they would have to win this one today here in Oneonta for a successful road trip.
Yeah, and you look at Oneonta today, though. You look last night, they win 49-39, right? So they're going to go 1-for-2 for the weekend, too. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of good things that came out of this game, in my opinion. You establish a great interior presence. You obviously need to find some scoring from the outside. But your defense was pretty good on the best player. She's only had 7 points in the second half, mm-hmm. but she, which I believe five of them have come from the foul line.
Line. Yeah.
So, you know, here in garbage time, to be honest with you. So you really did a good job on there. So I think there's some good things that you can take away. They'll play again later on in the year, actually on Valentine's Day in Buffalo during their overnight stay weekend. So they'll get another shot at them and see if they also can get them in Suniac tournament if they can crawl their way into it.
40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 71-58 the score. Bengals with the basketball. Here's LeBaron at the top of the key. And she's fouled once again. No, going to be a timeout taken here by the Bengals. So we're going to step away for 30 seconds here. Buffalo State leading Oneonta 71-58. And we'll be back with the conclusion here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Jenna Lee with a bucket for Buffalo State, and it's 73-58. And some substitutes getting into the game now here for Oneonta State with 5 seconds left. A great effort today by Oneonta, but they're just going to come up a little short here against the Buff State women. So the Bengals will get it in, chew up these last couple of seconds, and our final score will be Buffalo State 73, Oneonta 58. A much closer game than the score indicates. As, boy, Oneonta had it down to, what, 5 at one point here in the fourth quarter?
Yeah. 4, and then they got Buff State dug their heels in on defense, got a couple big stops and expanded the lead, and now it looks ugly at the from a final score, but during the game it definitely was not this.
We'll be back with our post-game show. We'll wrap things up, get you a final scoring summary. Buffalo State women defeat Oneonta 73-58. Don't forget the men's game coming up right around 4 o'clock as well. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. One last time, our post-game show here as the Buffalo State women defeat Oneonta 73-58. And our post-game show sponsors are NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. So we always appreciate the support of NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Again, our final score, 73-58, waiting for some final statistics to come out here. But, boy, Liv LeBaron was fantastic for Buffalo State, as well as Katie Villarini. They were just a big difference today for the Bengals of Buff State.
Yeah, both were top five scorers in SUNYAC coming in here, and they both improved their season scoring marks. So if you're Buff State, you're sitting there saying, well, this is interesting, but, you know, we got a lot of good things there, but there's definitely some concerns for Buff State if they want to go somewhere on the interior. There's not much interior play. But on the Oneonta side of things, you had really strong inside play from a scoring-wise. The defensive side of things, LeBaron was able to get to the hoop pretty much at will in the first half, which was concerning. But there's some good things to build upon, but they need a little bit of more team quickness or be able to capitalize on those opportunities. It was my first time seeing Oneonta this year, and I think there's a good future there. I really do. There's some players there that you can really build upon, and you can tell where they're lacking some of that leadership, that floor general that you mentioned there at the end of the game.
Yeah, it was a great game. Kudos to Oneonta for continuing to chip away at that. But just too much Buff State in the end, and that's kind of been how the season has been for the Oneonta State women. They're in a lot of their games, but just unable to finish some of them off, and again, losing some key players to injuries certainly didn't help. So the men will be coming up next, and boy, just watching these guys warm up here right now, something that we're not, at least I'm not used to seeing.
Athletes
everywhere. Not that saying not anything against our local high school athletes or anything like that, but this is the cream of the crop here, and really excited to watch this here this afternoon.
Yeah,
we're going to run
6 foot six point guards out here.
Everybody looks like John Kennedy out here from Cooperstown. So let's run you through some final stats. 26 points for Liv LeBaron. She was fantastic. Katie Villarini with 15 and Tori Hackett with 10. Those were the leaders on that side for Buff State. For Oneonta State, Clara Culleton with 14, Casey Hayes with 12, Lauren Obermeyer with 8. Those were the leaders for SUNY Oneonta. So 9-6, 5-3 in the SUNYAC now for Buff State. 6-10 for Oneonta, 3-6 in the SUNYAC. So Matt, let's any final thoughts before we wrap up here?
Well, sticking it out here, Buffalo State shot 47% from the floor. Oneonta shot 34. Oneonta out-rebounded them by 13, 43, including 21 offensive rebounds. If you were going to tell Coach Thompson that it was going to be 21 offensive rebounds, you're going to out-rebound them by 13, you'd be like, yeah, that's our formula, and we're going to win this game.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the 47%, that was tough. And there were some killer shots there from Buffalo. I think a three-pointer by Villarini that really changed things when the momentum was going.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll play a couple of songs in between, and then we'll come back with our Butler Auto tip-off show. The Oneonta State men are next, taking on Buff State, wrapping up the women's contest here. Again, our post-game show sponsors, NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Our final score, 73-58. Oneonta women falling to Buffalo State. We'll be back with the men's game in just a little bit on WCDO.